My love. My love, are you all right? Baby. Oh, my dear. You're bleeding. My poor thing. Shh, it's okay. I'm not going to hurt you, you know that, right? I would never hurt you. I haven't seen you in a while. I didn't know that they stationed you over here. It took me a while to get that information. I am so sorry that it took me this long to find out. I would have been here so much sooner to protect you. Hush now. It's okay. I know. I know you're hurt. Shh, it's okay. I'll get you out of here. I won't let them take you back. They will not be allowed to ever touch you again, see you, order you around like a puppet. Never again. Okay. My healing has stopped your bleeding. Do not worry. Everything is going to be alright. I'm going to bring you to my home. And you're going to be fixed right up. Alright? So just rest your eyes. And when you wake up, you'll be in a comfy bed. All wrapped up in nice blankets. With nothing there to hurt you. Nothing there to order you around. You are going to be safe. In my home. And I will be there to love you.
Reporting news. New York has been almost completely destroyed due to, you wouldn't believe it, a single individual. Her name is unknown, but many say that she was a former student at the Hero Association Academy. Her true identity is unknown due to keeping all her information secret while attending the academy. According to officials, this woman is extremely powerful and was able to wipe out almost the whole city of New York. Our top heroes from the Hero Academy have tried their best to protect the city and rid of this vile woman, but sadly they did not prevail. According to this woman at the end of all her destruction, she quoted, "This is for my beloved." Officials state that this woman is completely mentally unstable, and if ever
bothered
to contact the Hero Academy or any officials,
I will make them pay for everything. I'll make them bleed. I'll make their whole association crumble. I will make sure that they will never be able to rebuild again. You feeling any better? I tried my best in healing you, but I don't really specialize in that area. I did the basics in healing, but that's all I could do. My powers, they don't specialize in healing. Only really in destruction. Though, again, I did learn the basics. I tried my best. Just for you. Now then. Try to sit up. Slowly. Slow. It's okay. Slow. There we go. Lay your head back on the pillows over here. There we go. Now then, I bet you want to ask so many questions. You tried to do so while you were bleeding out. So ask away. You are allowed. Who am I? That does hurt a tad bit. We used to sit in classes together all the time. Be paired up and do many projects together. That was before I left that little academy of ours. Heroes, whatever. Try your best to remember. I don't think your injuries went to your brain, did they? Yeah, it's me. Violet Everstein. I'm surprised you remember the last name. But yeah, that's me. I had longer hair back then. And my looks weren't so odd. But when you practice with dark magic, it, for some reason affects you. Especially after a long, long time of messing with it. Dark magic, I say, but it's more demon. This world is very odd. First, everyone was powerless, and then, for some reason, things started to come to light. Children started being born with these powers, or demons shifting into humans and mating with humans, creating a demon child. I am the child of a demon. Frankly, I don't care. As long as I have the power to protect you, none of that matters. Such a weird world we live in. I'm just happy you still remember me, my name. So many questions. Curious, aren't you? Why did I leave the academy? It's a good question. Good question. You know that the academy is full of many evils, right? After I started to look like this, I bet they wouldn't even want me there. Think about it. How many students have randomly disappeared? Do you know what happens to them? Do you ever hear screams at night? In your dorm? Tell me. Or did you always think that was just some nightmare? Once the school figures out that some students are half demon, have these dark powers, dark magic, they take them, they experiment on them, they tell these students that it's to help find out more about demons, but that is only somewhat half true. Sure, they're learning more about them, but they are torturing and killing those students. They always think that is just a little test, and then they can go back to their normal lives, but they can't. They are killed down there. You've seen it. Their labs, their awful experiments. Some people have escaped. The ones that have are the amazing villains you know today. They aren't the heroes you think they are. They just want to gain power for themselves. Learn how to control things. Use it to destroy, to conquer. They always want a war. This whole world always wants a war. Even before any of this happened, people of power always want more. That's all they ever want. Don't you agree? I know you're smart, so I had to leave. And I also had to leave you behind in that awful place. But I always protected you in the background. Always. I have someone that goes into their systems and finds out where you're put. When you're out on your little missions and classes out in the world. I never got the point of those, putting students out there, just little dolls, little puppets. When they aren't ready. Leaving them out to die, to rot. No chance of survival. But that's just how the world is. Taking advantage of the weaker ones. What can you do? You are no longer going on such missions or being ordered around. Never again. Never will I let you be hurt in that way. Do you understand me? Yes, you are able to make your own decisions, but in this area, these things, I need to keep you safe. Ever since I met you, I just fell in love. I have vowed to myself that I'd always protect you. I'd kill anyone in my way of doing so. I have the power to do so. The power to protect you. And I will always use my power to do just that. No one will ever stop me. And if they try, I'll obliterate them. Kill them. I don't care. That Hero Academy. What is you around? The higher-ups, the government, whatever, all of them. I'll make them pay. I will make sure that they'll never be able. I will make sure they will never be able to rebuild again. I'll make them all pay. Suffer. Die. Wish that they never did such a thing to you. I'll even make all those teachers pay, the ones that recommended you, to go out and risk your life for nothing. I'll make them all pay. I'd do anything for you, and I will do everything, anything for you, always. You seem so lost for words. Which is understandable, to be honest. You're taken out of a crumbling city. And when you wake up, you're in a comfy bed. In a place you've never been. And an old friend telling you that they love you. And will destroy everything for you. It is quite the override of information. But it is all true. You are told of what the Academy does. They're awful people. one awful organization. More strings attached to it that you don't know about. And to be honest, I don't want you finding out. It's awful. Traumatic. And it leaves you scarred. And so you don't need to know all of that. For now, I think you need to relax. So let me help you do that, okay? Just lay back down. Alright, I'll help you. Come on. I know you haven't actually relaxed in a long time. I can help you. I promise. Just relax your body. You need to relieve yourself. I can do that for you. I've seen how tense your body is, and I want to help. No, there is no magic that I know for it, but there are other ways to relax the body, and I will help you. Relax. I'm going to touch you. All right. Now I'm gonna go down here. I'm gonna taste you. I'm gonna enjoy you. And I'm going to make you feel so, so good. And don't be shy. Yes, let out those little sounds. That means I'm doing a good job. I will learn to pleasure you. And only you. I'll be the only one to ever do so. You taste so good. those little sounds for me, my little hero. As your little villain enjoys the taste of you. And your little whimpers and moans. And how you wrap your hand in my hair and pull me closer. I'll always do everything to protect you. Absolutely everything. I will make sure they never put you in danger again. I already did my first plans of action for you. So while they're in panic about their next moves, you're here getting the pleasure you deserve, being safe. I've always protected you. And always will continue to protect you. My little naughty hero. I would stay here for days. I wouldn't care just to taste you and be next to you. Being here just makes me happy. After this, I will let you rest. I have to do a couple of things. I have to do my next plans of action. Whimper, moan, my sweet thing. This pleasure is only for you and only you. I will make that whole association crumble just for you. Hold my head just and so you are Are you going to come and love? Go ahead. Make a mess. make me taste all of it. I'll be honored. There we go. There you go, sweetie. Look at all this mess. Look at my face. Your body is more relaxed. I'm gonna go clean up. Get a warm towel just for you. Clean you up and have you fall back asleep to rest. I'll be right back.